Virgo, April here from Real Talk Tarot, and today I've got your full moon reading for this October full moon in Aries. Okay, now Virgo, first of all, we're going to talk a little bit about that. This moon could be very emotional. It could bring out aggression, assertiveness. There's a real need to assert our individuality, okay? And it's backed with some fire here with Mars. So there could be some outbursts. There could be some disruptions, all right? Now, this moon is inviting us to be perfectly imperfect, all right? And some of that erratic Mars energy kind of makes us very kind of pushy and aggressive toward our goals, all right? And we're striving for that perfection. But this moon wants us to take a little peek at ourselves and the way that we could accept some of those things. Understand, not be upset with ourselves that we've fallen down. Get back up, dust ourselves off, right? And recognize that all those little things about us that we think are imperfect are exactly as they are supposed to be. I mean, as humans, we recognize, most of us, that everything in nature is perfect. Okay, the seasons, the ecosystems, everything runs very smoothly. But when it comes to ourselves, we're full of criticism and negative energy, all right, about why things are the way they are, why they're not moving in a direction that there's, everything has divine timing, and we need to accept that. Now, even though we are moving into Libra season, which is normally diplomatic, I think people are going to be a little more, the energy is a little more aggressive, a little more assertive, okay? So we have to keep that in mind when we're dealing with other people as well as ourselves. So, having said all that, I have pulled a medicine card for you from the medicine deck, and the animal that has come forth to give you guidance and wisdom for this full moon, Virgo, is the Swan reversed. Okay? So, if you have pulled the Swan in reverse, it is a warning that you must acknowledge what you know. Stop denying your feelings and clutching up. All right, you could be bumping into furniture, forgetting what you're saying in the mid-sentence. And this could be a sign that you're not grounded. Okay? So you might be affected by this Mars energy in a way that your energy is a little erratic. Okay? You gotta bring it back down a little bit. The Swan reverse says that you need to pay attention to your body. It could seem like you're just flying without a pilot's license. You're not really aware of where you're taking off and landing, okay? And this is what happens when you are evolving spiritually, okay? So it's very important at this time that you stay in touch with your center, get grounded in some way, whatever that means for you. You might be feeling spaced out and things like that, all right? So these moments are when you need to reconnect with Mother Earth. So the solution to contrary Swan is to notice your surroundings, touch the earth with your feet, hands, or both. Okay? Focus on one reality or the other. If you're being called to visit the dream time, stop what you're doing and be still, all right? Enter the silence and empty your mind. Be receptive and open to that message. Okay, so if you feel a download coming in, stop what you're doing, acknowledge it, embrace it, notice it, become aware of it. Don't try to continue to brush it off, continue on with what you're doing, okay? If you are just preoccupied, daydreaming, or spacey, you need to focus on doing a physical activity. So the opposite would be true. Use the reasoning side of your brain to make a list of what you need to do next. All right. So the swan energy is in reverse, is about your right and left brain and needing to be in one or the other. Okay. All right, so that was your spirit animal. Now, I'm going to throw down a Celtic cross with these story cubes, and then we will clarify that. So spirit, okay, Virgo is showing up as a busy bee. This is a sign of community, all right? Cooperation, teamwork, and hard work. Crossing Virgo at this time, spirit. The Dharma wheel. Okay, so this could be about you finding a soul tribe. All right. This could also be about your devotion. If you're a worker bee and you're devoted to a queen bee of some kind, all right, partner or boss. Let's see if we can get a little bit more for this. So spirit, what is above this last seat of Virgo and this full moon? The justice scales are here. So something balancing out. You are part of a community that might be in some kind of an uproar right now. Maybe there's a need for balance. The Dharma wheel will be turning in favor of that. All right, and we have an airplane indicating travel. Something taking off. Something coming in for a landing. Bees are flying. Let's get some more for this. What in the recent past? All right. You've embarked upon a spiritual journey. So that would be indicative of this swan reverse with your energy being a little bit scattered. Okay. In the near future, spirit. What do we have for the near future for Virgo? Okay, we have the magnifying glass. So in the near future, you will be scoping something out. You will be noticing minute details, perhaps. This is when your mind gets truly focused and you become sharper. Okay? Maybe about these messages coming in. Something will be made clear to you. Okay. You see yourself as a shooting star. Okay. So you see your own star potential here. Or you are wishing for that. You know, you're wishing upon a star right now. Okay, it might be time, it's definitely time to get grounded, because you'll need to put in the work. That's not going to just happen for you. Let's see. How do others see Virgo at this time of spirit? How do others see Virgo? They have a keyhole. Alright, so they see you. They feel this subtle change in your energy, that you are opening up to something, that you are peeking into something. All right, again with that investigative energy. Let's see. Hope is the tree. So that is longevity, happiness, roots. Okay, so you could be hoping for this, but fearing the worst. You could be fearing a change within yourself. Will affect your family in some way, or your stability. And the outcome is a happy home. We have a house here. Okay, so this is about your spiritual journey. But perhaps some concern you have and how it's going to affect your already established life or lifestyle or community here. Let's see if we can clarify this a little bit. We'll throw down some cards. Why is the bee here, please, Spirit? The bee. The Fool reversed. So this is about not taking, there was a risk not taken, or was not taken, okay? And it could be up for a review again here around this full moon, because something was imbalanced. Right, definitely. Above you, remember we had the scales, and we just got judgment reversed on that. So something was definitely out of balance. Maybe your dedication to a certain community or hive. I'm trying to get some messages here for you. Why is the airplane here, Spirit? What is the airplane here for Virgo? Too many. Thank you, no. Again, too many, Spirit. Just one, please. Four of Wands. Maybe you're being offered an opportunity that would take you away from the comforts of your home and family, things that you knew. You yourself could be resisting this growth. What is the Foot here, Spirit? Maybe you'll be traveling away from a community because it's been burdensome. You're laying down the burdens, I see here in the recent past. Or you just made the decision to follow your own path. And that was a relief to you in some way. Give me this magnifying glass, Spirit. Yeah, you have the Hermit, and that is your card. So you are definitely looking at the details of something. And I think it has to do with how you move within this community. Maybe you might be questioning if you even belong there at this point. You know, you might be having to make a decision to leave something you might not really want to do, but you know that it's what you should do or what you need to do. Show me the shooting star, please. Ace of Pentacles reversed. Yeah, there's a little bit of disappointment here. Like, the opportunity that you thought existed. Show me this keyhole, please, Spirit. Okay, you peeked under the veil and saw conflict. You might have seen some hidden things that others weren't showing, hidden jealousies and infighting. Ah, within this community, Five of Wands. So others know that you know now. So show me this tree, Spirit. Show me this tree. It could be family with the tree here. Three of Wands reversed. Yeah, I think you might be taking a different view, a different look back on things. And you're noticing, you're seeing things. Remember the swan? The swan is here to remind you to know what you know, all right? Maybe you were trying to deny something to yourself about a group involvement. You know, you could be involved in a group who's doing things that maybe on a spiritual level you would not agree with, and they know this. And they could be keeping that from you. But there's things going on affecting the whole group. All right, Spirit. So show me this house. Show me the house for Virgo, please. And get a couple more messages. We're going to wrap this up. Show me the house for Virgo, please, Spirit. Three of Pentacles. So that indicates a union, a reunion, a coming together, okay, working together. So this could just be something coming out in the open that, you know, maybe you're afraid of it coming out. But it's actually going to come out for the best. It's going to clear the air All right, it's going to resolve some misunderstandings. You might even learn something about yourself here in the process. That's what I'm getting, Virgo. Okay. Now let's get, we're going to pull a couple messages from my own spirit deck. And there's a couple quotes thrown in here to see what we get. What do the angel and spirit guides want Virgo to know? What are some additional messages for Virgo, please? For this full moon. What they don't know won't hurt them, okay? So I feel like somebody maybe in your group thought that you would be better off not knowing something, all right? Or this could be you as well. Or something was kept from you so that to protect you from being hurt. Okay? But that's a deception, and that will make you feel betrayed in some way. Alright, let's get another one for Virgo. Please, 2 more for Virgo. Wrap this up. More for Virgo, please. So Virgo, it looks like there's going to be a lot of introspection here. Okay. Maybe you will remove yourself from a group for a short time. Just kind of keep to yourself as you try to assess what is really going on here. 2 more for Virgo. So you have energy vampire and crooked officials. So it could be, again, a deception within a group of people. And they don't have to be official as we define that word. Just someone with influence, okay? And energy vampire. So you could be finding that someone was influencing a group in a negative way, or leaving them to be deceitful or something in some way. But I don't know, either way, I feel like you're going to root out the problem. And most likely address that problem. And try to be focused and grounded, and don't allow the reverse swan energy to leave you kind of unprotected and open to this energy vampire here. All right. You have to stay aware and awake. All right, Virgo, one more. Here we're going to get a crystal gem from the gem deck here. We're going to see what crystal would best help aid for meditation, protection. Virgo, you have pyrite. This is for wealth, success, and protection. All right, so you definitely need protection at this time. So protect yourself with pyrite. Okay, Virgo? Those are your messages for this full moon. I hope you enjoyed them. I invite you back again. And as always, stay blessed, and stay tuned.